We have a special guest joining us in studio from Northfield's CAC and Operation Joy. We have Lisa Percy joining us once again. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. We have we talked about Operation Joy last month, I think, when you came in. It's in full swing, and we're kind of heading into the home stretch here now. We've got just a few more days where you can give donations. Let's talk about, first of all, Operation Joy. Refresh us for people who are not familiar with it, might be familiar with Christmas sharing. Tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, it's gone through some transformations over the years. Operation Joy is the name replacing Christmas Joy, Christmas Sharing, rather. Mm-hmm. And it's been around our community for over 50 years. It's been part of our community in ways that we have people who make pajamas, we have people who make quilts. In the past, we have had people donate toys, mm-hmm. But this year we are sticking with gift cards as we did last year due to COVID. And we've just found, you know, everyone likes to purchase gifts for their loved ones and see that smile on their face when they know that they've chosen the perfect gift. And it also provides some equity to all ages so that some of those teenagers who are more difficult to shop for and who might not be as fun to shop for as you know, people donating toys, that we catch them too and that they can experience the joy of the holiday season.
All right. Now, Christmas Joy, the fundraising portion of it has been going on for a few weeks now. Where are we at right now? Are you getting into the type of numbers that that the demand calls for?
Yes, we have seen a wonderful response from the community, huge response from the business community in terms of sponsorship. I just want to say thank you to everyone. It's been a remarkable year again. We've received enough donations to provide every child a gift card to Target. And then all the donations that come in from now until the event will be used for the Chamber Bucks.
Oh, sure.
Chamber Bucks, so that we can provide more the gift cards to bring back to the community as well and shop here.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. I like Chamber Bucks. They're good to give. Let's talk about the need this year. And, you know, in the past you've had, I want to say 700-800 families or so participate in this. Is that correct?
Well, actually, children, Jeff.
Like children,
we have,
yes.
Yep, we have over 350 families in the community generally. And prior to COVID, we would hover usually around 800 kids, mm-hmm. From 0 to 18. And last year, we saw just over 900 kids. It was a 20% increase. And so, you know, just like at the food shelf, we're seeing triple, quadruple numbers of participants there. We're seeing an increase all across the board for our programs at the CAC, including Operation Joy. And so we, again, are incredibly thankful for the generosity of this community to help people through the holidays.
Wonderful. Once again, Operation Joy. Now, if people would like to donate to that, what do they do? How do they do it?
Yeah, you can go online to the CAC website, mm-hmm. or mail us a check. You can write it out to the Community Action Center with a memo line of Operation Joy.
Okay.
Like I said, or online. There's a direct donation page there as well. I just also want to mention that registrations are due this Friday. So if anyone out there knows of someone or you are a family who has a need this holiday season, we would encourage you to register by Friday. We also would love to have donations by Friday as well so that we can plan for the holiday, for the event. But we do take donations right up until the day of.
Now, the registrations, are there certain standards, qualifications you have to be have to qualify?
Great question. Thank you. Yes, you need to live in the school district, mm-hmm. or your children need to attend the Northfield School District, rather.
Okay. All right. That's it. Easy enough.
Yeah. Yeah. 18 and under. And then you can register online as well, or you can call or stop by the CAC.
All right. Well, it's a wonderful program. Once again, folks, registration and donations due by the end of the week. Is it Friday?
Yeah. Right? Yep. This Friday. The event is December 8th, so it's coming up really soon. I'll be putting something out there for volunteers, too. I know I get calls every day. People really want to help in many ways. And so hopefully there'll be an online registration for volunteering as well.
December 8th is coming up real quick.
We saw snow. It's
Which
coming.
Means we're that much closer to summer, 2022. All right.
There you go.
Lisa, thank you so much for stopping in. We appreciate it. Best of luck with Operation Joy and throughout the year with the CAC.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Percy, once again, with the Northfield Community Action Center, Operation Joy.